His mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to turn your Bible to Psalm chapter 123. We've been working our way through this particular section of the Psalms. And me and Pastor Jim, we like to mix it up a little bit. So you come this morning, you thought it was Pastor Jim, it was me. You never know what may happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think you'll be blessed. Amen? Amen. Are you here for the word? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just come before you with thankful hearts. We're just thankful this morning. Let's lift our hands and thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. Father, I love you with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul, all of my strength. Father, I'm not checking with flesh. I'm checking with your word. And you said that we were baptized with your Spirit, Lord, that we have been indwelt by your Spirit. And if any man believes in you, they have been saved. Father, in Jesus' name, we rejoice in that. We thank you for that promise. And when if I was depressed this morning, I'm no longer depressed because my mouth is speaking louder than my gut. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that that word is the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. You said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And he is the word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Father, we thank you for the Logos. We thank you for the word made flesh. We thank you that he died for us, that he is risen. And now we are in that period of time when he was walking about with his disciples and sharing the things of the kingdom of heaven so that they may be prepared to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So Father, we're thanking you for that promise which is now ours, that promise of the Holy Spirit. Don't leave home, don't leave town without the power of the Holy Spirit. So we give you praise, Lord, that that Spirit is indwelling the earth, and he's come to dwell in us. And we thank you for that promise, and we thank you for that realization of that promise today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. It's always good to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. It's always good to speak. The Bible said, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know, there are days that when you get depressed in your brains, amen. You ever had a day like that? I had a day like that about 30 minutes ago. No. But it's all true. Amen. It's all true. I mean, here comes stuff right on top of your head. Amen. Stuff you weren't expecting today. Amen. But I'll tell you what, every day expect the worst. And every day expect the best. Amen. Because there's nothing shall by any means hurt you, Scott. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows the end from the beginning. He's got it all covered. Amen? Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. I mean, you know, Rebecca and Justin got married recently, and God knows the end from the beginning. But they trust Him. Amen? You make a promise based on God's promise. Amen? You don't make a promise based on people. I mean, my goodness, you're standing right up there. This is for life. I'm marrying a person. And if you know anything about people, you might not get married. Amen? Or if you're a goofball and you don't pay any attention, you know, when you're crossing the street. But listen, here's what you need to do is hear the Holy Spirit and know that God is working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight. When you marry somebody, you're not marrying, you're marrying a person, but you're marrying God. Amen? You're marrying God. You just let that person be God, let God work in them, through them, for you. Amen? Oh, they're messing up. Hey, praise God, you needed them to mess up. Amen? I understand there's difficulties that come and there are problems that come that seem outwardly insurmountable. Amen? I know that. But you have a God who surmounts everything. You have a God who surmounts everything. Amen? So when trouble comes, rejoice. When trouble comes, rejoice. But give thanks. Hallelujah. Psalm 123. That was just for fun, wasn't it? Amen? I just wanted you fired up to hear the word. Amen. All right. Psalm 123. David is saying, to you I lift up my eyes. Or to you lift I up my eyes in Old English. But to you I lift up my eyes. O you that dwells in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. Amen? So we're looking upon the Lord our God until mercy comes. That's excitement right there. Until mercy comes. We're looking to the Lord. We have an expectation. I have an expectation of His mercy. Amen? David had an expectation of God's mercy. That's why David was a man after God's own heart. Amen? Jesus wasn't even there yet. But he had heard the prophet. He'd heard the prophet. There is a prophet coming like Moses. Amen? There's a prophet coming like Moses. Hear him. Hear him. And so Jesus is coming. David believed in the promise. Amen? And that's where your joy is when you believe in the promise. Not when you believe in a law. Because a law is just to, like, taking your temperature. You find out what's wrong. Amen? You tripped over that one and you tripped over that one. The law is so you'll trip over it and realize that this is not what's a blessing to you. This is not what's helpful to you. Amen? But it shows you that God has a way of doing things that is not your way. That's what the law is for, to trip you up, to get your attention, to make sure that you have an understanding that God's way is not your way. Amen? And so what happens is God begins to work that in you as you approach Him, as you come and you seek His face and you desire for His will and His mercy to be shown in you. Amen? See, you're of heaven. You're of heaven. If you have been born again, this is a discipleship message here. I mean, if you haven't been born again, we'll talk about that too. You know, is that you need to know the Lord, because there's nothing in this world to keep you or to save you or to help you. There's nothing in this world. The reason you're living in this world is for one purpose, is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And the power of His salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation, to everybody. Well, I thought that was just for Moses and Abraham. No, it's for everybody. It's to the Jew first, but also to everybody, all of you. Amen? So I'm lifting up my eyes to you, Lord, because you dwell in the heavens. And my eyes look to you just as a man would, as a servant would look to his master, or a handmaid would look to her mistress for blessing, because they have all of the capacity to bless you. They have all of that. In the days of the Scripture, those handmaidens, those servants, were completely subdued and subjugated to their master and to their handmaid. And that is how you are. Listen, you just don't understand that. Adam screwed that up in the beginning, amen, because he made a decision that he was the master, amen. The problem with making that decision is like a little kid. If Jet thought he was the master, well, he'd be in big trouble, amen. But his parents love him so much that they're going to chase him down and make sure that nothing harms him. Amen? That's why the law is there, to put a speed bump out. Oh, my goodness. You just hit the speed bump and you'd fell over and tripped over. It slowed you up a little bit, perhaps. Amen? So listen, here's what God desires to do with you. He desires for you to hear Him. He desires for you to hear Him and understand that He is your master. And understand that you need one. See, the problem with the earth is, and problem with men is, men, quote unquote, everybody, men and women, is the fact that you believe that your goal and your purpose was to make something of yourself. That was never your purpose. It was never your purpose to make something of yourself. It was never your purpose to venture out and be something. It was your purpose always to have fellowship with God. But men decided it was better to do something. Let us build. Hey, you remember the story of Nimrod, and you remember the story of those who came out to the city of Babel and said, let's build us a tower and let's make us a name for ourselves. God was not interested in you making a name for yourself. Amen? Praise the Lord. He desires one thing, is for you to know Him, because that's where life is. And that's what he's saying here in this psalm. David is saying this in this psalm, is always come to the Lord. Always have a desire, a relationship with Him. This is changing your mind. This word is changing your mind. It's taking you out of this world and into the kingdom of heaven. How many know you've been born? If you've been born again, you've changed kingdoms. Amen? You are no longer in the kingdom of this world. You are in the kingdom of heaven. Say it. I'm in the kingdom of heaven. All right? That's good news. Now, so if I'm in the kingdom of heaven, who's king? Oh my goodness, God's king. He's king. I'm not king. Amen? I have subjugated myself to that king. I have given Him all authority. I've given Him all authority. Say it, I've given God all authority. I know you lied, but that's okay. Because, you know, there's a spirit on the inside of you. If you're born again, there's a spirit man on the inside of you that says amen. But then there's a soul man on the inside of you that was raised up here in this world. Anybody raised on Mars? Everybody raised here on planet Earth? Okay, if you raised on planet Earth, if you raised on this planet, then you had something in your brains that was told, here's what you do, and here's what you do, and here's how you take care of that. Somebody punches you in the face, you punch it back harder. You know, here's how you make money. Here's how you treat women. Here's how you treat children. And you hear how people have decided they're going to do things. Here's how you build an airplane. Well, you can't fly. Well, dear Lord, we're going to build us an airplane. We're going to fly God or no God. We're going to drive fast, God or no God. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to win, God or no God. I'm going to be on top, God or no God. Amen? See, that's what people are. That's what this world decides. That's what this world decides. That'll destroy you, amen? I tell you, that'll destroy you. But listen, you come into the presence of God, you thank God, you look to God as your master. You look to God as your source. You look at God as providing everything. Well, some men, they just don't want that. They just won't have any of that. Amen? And men here like that, well, never mind. That you won't have any of that. You know, God, nobody ever helped me, and God sure isn't going to help me. I'm not going to be helped by anybody, neither am I going to be helped by God. You're a liar, and you're stupid. Amen? Come down here. Come here. Where's my big boy? Come down here. Amen? Come on, I'll fight you over that. Because the truth is that Jesus Christ has come to make everything in your person, everything in your life, according to God. He has come to indwell you by His Spirit and cause you to be transformed into what God desired. And what God desired is what you were built for. Amen? You may find some things that you appear to have been built for, but typically what happens is you run off the deep end and you run off into destruction. Amen? You ever seen that? What are you laughing about? It's all true. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen. So here's what you do. You were born in this world. You're raised in this world. But God said, and same as Adam, and he was only here 10 minutes, you know, and he messed it up. Amen. You mad at Adam? You would have done it too. Amen. Remember how that started out? I love how that started out. You know, he says, you know, Adam, where are you? I was hiding. Well, who told you you were naked? And he said, well, this woman. Now, how many know Adam didn't talk about the woman very long until he got to God? Amen? This woman, you gave me. Oh, boy. You know what? Guess who's to blame on that one? I always wonder how come Eve knew to say, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. I'd read back earlier, God didn't say don't touch it, but you know how men are, they trying to help people out, and you know, so he's helping his wife out. He said, God said, don't touch it. I better tell her. You know, God said, don't eat of it. And Adam figured out he better say something else. He better add to what God said. Don't touch it. You ever done that? You ever added to what God said? You help him out. You're going to make sure that he's getting this just right. Amen. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Heavenly Father say, and I only do what I see my Heavenly Father do. Amen. Hallelujah. This is who you are. Do you know that, by the way? I'm describing you. Huh? Amen. That's right. All right. We're looking back at Psalm 123. He says, verse 3 says, have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Whoa. Well, that's a good confession. It's to recognize and confess to God that I'm exceedingly filled with hatred and disdain. Amen? You know, what that means is I'm God and nobody else is. You know, what that means is what I think goes and what everybody else thinks, rain on that. But the truth is that God wants you to what? Hear Him. Hear Him. His desire is for you to minister the gospel. That is your purpose. Amen? Hallelujah. Your purpose in the earth is to explain the Word of God, to declare the gospel of God, that Jesus Christ died for sinners. He died for you. He loves you. He desires you to be brought into His kingdom, and that when you are brought into His kingdom, that you are transformed into light and salt. How many know that Jesus said that you are the light of the world? You are the salt of the earth. He said you are this. He said you are this. As you fellowship with God, as you spend time in His Word, as you spend time worshiping and in His presence, you are transformed into the same image. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, as we behold Him, we are changed into that same image from glory to glory to glory, from one degree of glory to the next. Amen? So we're transformed from one degree of glory to the next as we behold the Lord. That is, as we come into His presence. That is, as we pray. Prayer is not asking your list. Prayer is fellowshipping with the Lord. Amen? Just get quiet before the Lord. Maybe you don't say anything for a while. Amen? Maybe you just say, Lord, I thank You that You love me. Lord, I thank You that You love me. Father, I thank You that You love me. See, Jesus also began to talk in Matthew to the Jews, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, talking about, for instance, prayer. He said, when you pray, don't be as the Pharisees who are standing out on the corner so that they may be heard of men, but you go in and pray to your Father. Well, that was news. You know, they were used to God with no letter in the middle and D. Yeah, G-D or YHWH, Yahweh, that you couldn't say. They were used to that God. Jesus is introducing a God who is your Father. How many of you have been born in and raised up in a church where God's mean? God's out to look at get you. Amen? God's not out to get you. He is out to get you. He's out to get this. He wants to destroy your flesh so the Spirit can rise, so the Spirit can live. Amen? Because your flesh is what... Anybody ever noticed your flesh tends to rebel against God? Amen? Your flesh tends to rebel against God. But God desires to come in on the inside of you, and He's going to get rid of that flesh. He will show you things that He's working on. Because you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That's part of His mercy. Is you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. His mercy is now causing the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of you. So that where you before were unworthy to be indwelt by God. Remember God, you know, up in the back in the camp in the wilderness, you know, He even didn't like being with the people. He put His tent outside the camp. And Moses had to go outside. I mean, He put His tent upwind, you know, or downwind. What is it? Where you couldn't smell Him. You know, He put it out there where you could, you know, because, oh, dear Lord. You know, but the love of God is now through Christ Jesus. And He, listen to me, He loves you right now. Sitting in your pew right now, right this second. Whatever you were thinking. Whatever you were thinking, you thinking of the roast, or you were thinking about how you hate the brother next to you. Or why is that person here? Or what happened this week? I want to interrupt you. Amen? I want to interrupt you. Your Father in heaven loves you. He's sitting right next to you. He's wrapping His arms around you. He loves you! He loves you! That's why He sent Jesus. That's why Jesus died. What I'm sharing with you today, first of all, is to break down the barriers in the flesh and in the mind that you struggle with, and you've done it for years, and you're trying to say that there's something that has kept me from God. I'll tell you what's kept you from God. It's called unbelief, and it's not, you know, because you didn't believe that Jesus died for you or something like that. It's the fact that you want to understand in your brains, and God's not interested in you understanding in your brains and having it all down. Amen? If I say, trust God, say, I do. Well, that was weak. I do. Okay, now you feel like a liar. Amen? No! You kick that flesh from here to kingdom come. Amen? What I'm telling you this, is not a, you know, like to stir you up kind of, you know, well, let's get everybody yelling in place. I mean, yeah, it's nice. For a preacher, it's nice to have everybody, you know, yelling in place. But what I'm trying to do is break down your own barriers that you have built up. Because I said you were born in this world, so you have made a determination that even if you were worldly and evil and all of these things, which, you know, some people look good, still, you're without God. Some people look good, you're still without God, because only trust in the blood of Jesus. Only trust in the blood of Jesus is what brings you into fellowship with Him. Amen? Not a good work. A good work doesn't help. That all comes afterward. I said it all comes afterward. And it's all stuff He does. In fact, after you get born again, you don't do stuff to keep it up. Because you're hearing Him. And you're fellowshipping with Him. It doesn't make up for not fellowshipping with Him. Amen? I said it doesn't make up for not fellowshipping. Well, I'll do 3 Hail Marys. Or if you're a Baptist, well, I'll do 3 good works. I mean, the Catholics made it easy, you know. You just got to say a little dude, you know, and you're good, you know. The rest of us, we made it hard. Okay, go out and do 15 push-ups, you know. We're like coach. Amen? Go out and run around the block 3 times. You remember that song said, go around and run around Mount Sinai, you know, until you learn your lesson. That was a great song back in the 70s. Take another lap around Mount Sinai. That was the church. Craig, that's the church. Amen. You got to keep people, pastor's got to keep people, you know, under the thumb, you know. I mean, otherwise your pastor looks weak if you don't behave yourself, Chad. I should be talking to Jennifer, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. Should be talking to Norma, you know. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lord. Listen to me, is that good works are a fruit. Say, good works are a fruit. Amen? Okay, see, good works are a fruit. That's going to change your mind, ain't it? Good works are a fruit of the Spirit. Say, fruit of the Spirit. Now, if you don't go look over in Galatians, you'll see the fruit of the Spirit. But right before that, you'll see the fruit of the flesh. Amen? And they don't cross over. Love is not a fruit of the flesh. It's not. I said, it's not. Well, mine was. No, it's not. It's selfish. Say it, I'm selfish. See, that's good. Chad was selfish, amen. I think Jennifer was selfish. I'm selfish. I don't know about you. Amen. Good pastor. Selfish. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's in my flesh, though. The Spirit of God has overcome my flesh. So I'm going to worship God. Because as I worship Him, He overwhelms me and overtakes my flesh. Are you enjoying this? See, I'm just preaching to myself. Y'all can come along if you want to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I'm just like you. I'm not Jesus. I'm just like you. Amen. You know, just because I wore a tie to church and wore a jacket and combed my hair. You got shorts on today? Oh, just checking. Oh, we dressed up. That's good. None of that matters. Amen. I just dress up like this so they'll shoot me first when they come in. Then Greg will get up. And they'll just be so shocked. Amen. You got shorts on, don't you? No? Okay. Well, praise the Lord. They won't be quite so shocked. Okay, praise the Lord. Listen, let's look over at Psalm 37 for a minute. I'm going to, as I read that fourth verse here, our soul is exceedingly filled with scorning of those that are at ease and the contempt of the proud. Now I want you to look over at Psalm 37. I love this psalm. This is great. Amen. I love this. It starts out, it says, fret not. Everybody say, fret not. Fret not. Oh, that's a good word, isn't it? Y'all been fretting? Have y'all been fretting? Fret not yourself because of evildoers. See, it sounds like those people we were just reading about over here in this other thing. You know, it says, our soul is exceeding filled with scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. So I'm as good as they are. I'm contempting the contemptuous. I have great, great disdain and hatred for those who are hateful and disdainful of me. You know, I love them the way they love me. You know the golden rule, right? Do others before they do you. Remember Robert Moyer used to talk like, tell us about that. That was the golden rule for most of the flesh, amen? And that's what you are when you're in the flesh. Do others before they do you. That's the golden rule. Amen? Did you learn that in school? There you go. But that's not God's golden rule. Amen? He said, love the Lord your God. You shall. Everybody say, you shall. Oh, I like that. Is that a command or a promise? Oh, I think it's a promise. Because he's going to come on and live on the inside of you and transform you and change you. He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Well, thank you, God, I believe it. Say, thank you, God, I believe it. See, do you believe that? Now, that's what you need to do. When you go home, you need to say the same thing. When you leave this place, you need to say the same thing. When your husband or your wife gets under your goat, you know, is that a word? You know, you say the same thing. Say, I do. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I love my wife as I love myself. I love my husband as I love myself. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 37, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Good, most of you do, and you know, we could name some political names, and I'd probably get you all wound up. Amen? One way or the other, and I don't know who you are, but you know, if I mention any political name, so somebody's going to get wound up about something. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. So everyone that is honestly through the looking at the scripture, an evildoer who seems to be prospering, and we'll read more about that back in the Psalms we're in. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. So they'll be cut down. Those who work evil and those who work iniquity, they'll be gone. And later in this psalm, it says, you know, we'll, verse 10, if you look at verse 10, we're not going to get that far otherwise. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, you shall diligently consider his place. And it shall not be. But the meek, those who are under authority, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves and the abundance of peace. So let's go back over here, verse 3, and start running through this one again, because it said, fret not yourself because of evildoers, but rather trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land. In other words, when evildoers are doing their thing, you just do yours. Amen? What's your thing? Trust in the Lord and do good. Wow, I can't do good. I've been in this church too long. I can't do good. Amen. You good learners. How many know when you trust in the Lord, then the Lord comes on the inside of you and you begin to do good? Amen. He do the good. That's right. He is in you to will and to... I didn't even want to, and he was in there to want to. Amen. How many know the Lord is in you to want to? Amen? He is in you to want to. He is actually in you to want to. So if you've got a don't want to coming into your brain, that's not Jesus. Amen. I got to want to. So when the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of me and I don't want to do that, I say, Father, I thank you that I want to do everything you want me to do. I want to do everything you want me to do. Begin to believe the Spirit and not believe the flesh. Romans 8, chapter 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, because you got one, not listening to the flesh, not with any hope or confidence that the flesh will be able to perform in any way anything acceptable to God. If you believe that the flesh has no standing or place to be able to please God, then you will not be in condemnation. But if you had some thought that you, apart from Him, could do something to please Him, you'll be condemned all day long. I'm trying to help you get out from under condemnation. When you trust in flesh, either yours or someone else's, you'll fall into condemnation. You'll get guilty, you'll feel bad, you'll be kicking yourself, you want to go do drugs, you want to go drink, you want to do anything to relieve that pressure that the enemy put on the flesh at the very beginning of time. I'm telling you something today that you need to hear, is that you need to quit listening to the flesh. Quit listening to your flesh. Your flesh will condemn you every step of the way. Well, you need to be doing something for God. You need to not be doing that anymore. But God said, what He wants you to do is He wants you to come into His presence right there in the midst of your worst failure and begin to praise Him and begin to thank Him for transforming you and begin to thank Him for His mercy. Because you're coming to Him as your master. Amen? You're coming to Him as your master. So when that depression or when that stress comes upon you, we're praying for a young man this morning who is under stress and he is dealing with it according to the flesh. And we prayed for him this morning because, and we said these same things I'm preaching to you, is that he will not hear flesh, but he will hear the Spirit because he's born again. He's born again. He's indwelt by the Spirit of God. If you're born again this morning, that is, you've trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit this morning. The enemy is trying to destroy you by thoughts and by trying to perform and to do things. And listen, you've been under it for years, some of you. Huh? Anybody here say amen? Okay, today it's gone. Today it's gone. Amen? There's a whole church full of people who are happy today. Amen. Now listen to me. You're not trying to get something back. Amen. Some of you had something. You used to have something. You're trying to get it back. You can't. You're not going to get it back. Well, what you are going to do is you're going to start from today, completely free. Completely free. Say it. I'm completely free. Amen. Jesus has forgiven all of my sin. It's all done. Jesus has forgiven all of my sins. Say it. All of them. I'm forgiven. I'm at peace right now. And I'm fully in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Not just a little bit. Not 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It's not the hokey pokey. You know. Some of y'all got that. Some of y'all didn't. I don't know that song. I just heard it one day. Amen. You know, it just talks about you have 1 foot in and 1 foot out. No, you don't. You're all in. How many know if you're born again, you're all in? Hallelujah. Now, well, I tell you what, I just keep getting away from this stuff. You know, I could jump all over the place. Hallelujah. Okay, so listen. We're back here in Psalm 37, verse 4. It said, delight yourself. Okay, first of all, verse 3, trust in the Lord, do good, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Now go back to, you could write down Psalm 23 if you want to. You can go back and reference that to this one. and you shall be fed. He's preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Your cup is running over in the presence of your enemies. Now quit looking at the outward, look at the inward. Amen? Quit looking at the outward, look at the... I'm serious. Because if you're looking at the outward, if you're trying to look for some outward manifestation, God manifests outwardly. But first of all, He manifests inwardly. Amen? Joy comes first, then other stuff. Amen? So get the joy down first. Amen? Just get the joy down. When trouble comes, begin to rejoice. I mean feel it. It's like, you know, you tell your kids, okay, you say you're sorry. Well, they don't feel sorry, but they do it. They say they're sorry because you told them to, because they know the consequence. What's the consequence? Well, I'm going to say you're sorry to your sister, I'll spank you. I'm sorry. So here's the thing. Is you begin to confess the truth before you feel the truth. I want you to begin to confess the truth before you feel the truth. Amen? Confess the truth before you feel the truth. Say what God said. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my highest strong tower, in whom I will trust. He hides me under the shadow of His wings. Amen? Now you're saying these things because you're educating your flesh. Your flesh is not going to take it. Your flesh is not going to believe it. You're not worried about flesh. What you're doing is you're transforming. Romans 12:2 says you're being transformed by the renewing of your, that you might prove or demonstrate that the truth of the gospel may begin to be manifest in your life. What does that start out with? Rejoicing in trouble. Amen. Over in Job 23, Job says, this is halfway through the mess, right in the middle of the mess. He said, I don't know what's going to be the end of this, but I know one thing. Is that when he has tried me, I will come forth as gold. That was back in the middle of it. That wasn't like, oh, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. See, and that's you. That's you. You are being changed. Your mind is being changed so that when we come together during the week and I'm not saying you're saying this because just because the pastor's there. You're saying it. We're building up each other. We're encouraging one another in the Lord because this is the truth. I always say, get somebody who's a 911 number for you. Amen? Get somebody you can call who's going to not listen to your junk, but who will encourage you. Amen? Hallelujah. That's why He sent them out two by two, remember? Over in Luke, He gave them power over sicknesses and diseases, and He sent them out two by two. Sent him out two by two. There was robbers in those days too. You know, one of them could hold the guy and the other could beat him up. No, He sent him out two by two so that they encourage one another. Amen? See, that's why you need a body. You can't be a Christian just by yourself. Body, God said, where how many of you are gathered together in my name? Or two or three are gathered together in my name. I'm right there. I'm right there in the midst of you. I thought I was going to get like three psalms in today, but it just never works. All right, if you're back over here in Psalm 37, we're going to read a little bit more of this. He says, trust in the Lord and do good. That's because the Holy Spirit's in you. So shall you dwell in the land. What land? The kingdom of heaven. And truly you shall be fed. Number four, verse four, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Number one, I don't even know what the desires of my heart are. You ever tried to ask a kid what he wants to do for this life? You know, or you're going to fixing to go to college, you know. You know, fixing to go get an education. What do you want to do? I don't know. You know, I like pizza. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sadie don't know what she wants to do. She just knows she can draw. But you never know. You don't know. Praise the Lord. He puts the desires in your heart. Amen? Hallelujah. A lot of your desires are based on your flesh anyway, ain't they? Aren't they? Hallelujah. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. Lord, I thank You. You're just so good. I thank You that You love me, and I thank You that You're manifesting Yourself to me, and that everything that You knew me in the womb before I was born. You formed me in the womb before I was born, and therefore You know exactly what I'm built for. And it's happening. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Because I'm coming into Your presence, and You're changing me into that image, into that same image from glory to glory. Now, I'm encouraging you this way so that you will get into the presence of the Lord and not go out and do some work for God. Amen? Do not do work for God. He does His own work, and He's good at it. Remember when He made the world? God made the beginning. God made the heaven and the earth. And when He got done, He said, "That's good." And the truth was, it was good. And He was so good, He rested. And He invited you to rest with Him. And in fact, now you're going to rest. You're not just going to rest one day a week. You're going to rest every day. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit your way unto the Lord. Lord, I'm going this way. But You change me and You turn me and You do whatever You want to. I'm going. But You just tell me where You want me to go. I'm committing my way to You. Lord, I'm in Your presence and I'm committing my way to You. You're going to tell me when to go over, you know, here and talk to Barbara, you know, and tell her that Jesus loves her. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen? So much fun. Angie, how was Europe? It was awesome. Praise the Lord. Did Jesus meet you there? You know, He owns the place. Yeah, he owns that place. And you're thinking, my goodness, this place is terrible. No, God owns that place. He's got people there. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm glad you went. Amen. God is good. Commit your way to the Lord, see? Commit your way to the Lord. You know, if God tells you to go to Europe, go to Europe. If God tells you don't go, don't go. But commit your way to the Lord. Don't make decisions on your own. Hear the Holy Spirit. You might miss it. Yeah, you might miss it. It's okay. God can handle you missing it. But He said He wants you to ask Him. He wants you to follow Him. He wants you to hear Him. He doesn't want you making your own decisions. Amen? The reason I'm telling you this is because you submit yourself to Him as a master. Amen? I lift up my eyes to heaven. I lift up my eyes to the dwelling place of the Lord. And I look to Him as a master. And I look to Him because, why? Because He has paid for me. I'm bought with a price. And it's not the obligation. It's the fact that He desired me and He paid full price with His own blood. He loved me. He brought me back. He received me to Himself. Amen? Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth your righteousness. It's on the inside, and He's bringing it out because He's put it on the inside of you. Amen? He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is in you. What is working it out? He's already placed it on the inside of you. And so as you meditate upon Him and as you seek His face, you are working out that salvation. That salvation's on the inside. It becomes to manifest on the outside. You begin to hear Him and you begin to do what He tells you to do. Amen? And you may not do the thing that He tells you to do may not be the thing you thought of to do. You say, why in the world am I doing this? You know, I thought we should go over there and, you know, put out that fire, you know. Well, maybe God's not interested in you putting out the fire. He's interested in you transforming a life. Amen? You have got to hear God and you cannot hear men. Amen? Oh, sorry. Children, obey your parents. That one still applies. Amen? He shall bring forth your righteousness. Who's going to bring forth your righteousness? You? 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 Are you going to bring forth your own righteousness? No. He will, as you commit your way to the Lord, He will bring forth your righteousness. So that means if you're in his presence, he will bring it forth. He will bring forth your righteousness. Are you praising him, thanking him, worshiping him, giving glory to him? Huh? Say yes. Say yes, I am. Well, starting today. So this is a transforming life message, amen? This is transforming life. You can buy it at the end of the service. No, I'm just kidding. This is what God does. He transforms you. He transforms you. He takes you out of the kingdom of this world and puts you in his kingdom. And I believe I'm in his kingdom. I believe I'm in his kingdom. And I'm being changed. Amen? It's not me that's changing me. It's him. So I'm beginning to thank him for it. So here's my point to you is thank God for changing you. Get into his presence. Allow him to change you. And quit checking your progress. Quit looking at you. He will bring forth your righteousness as light and your judgment, justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. This is the whole world, isn't it? This is the whole world. Everybody is in a turmoil. And God said, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Forsake it. No, I deserve it. I deserve to be angry. I deserve to take vengeance. No, you don't. No, you don't. No matter what the issue was. You know, we come and we say, okay, we deserve it in this case or in that case. No, you deserve one thing. You deserve death. Apart from Jesus Christ, you deserve death. You have no reasoning or ability to make a decision apart from him. We justify that in this because we live in this body and we run the show here. We have a government. You don't have a government. You do on over this, but it's the reason that God put a government in place to stop this, to stop your flesh. Amen? So you obey those laws, but as far as taking vengeance or as far as making a decision as to how you're going to operate today, you always go to Jesus. Lightning strike. I always listen to Jesus. This is my confession. I always listen to Jesus. I know that I don't. I know that some days I mess up and I do what I feel like doing. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Father, forgive me because I am now cutting off the blessing of God to me and those around me as I walk according to the flesh. As I neglect to forsake anger and forsake wrath, and my own vengeance. Fret not yourself. Consider not. See, fretting is like worry. Anybody know about worry? Fretting is like worry. See, don't worry because of evildoers. Do not worry in yourself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Back over to Psalm 123. So he said, our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and the contempt of the proud. That's the natural state. But Psalm 37 is the state of one who is resting. Trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. You can read the whole Psalm 37. It goes on and on about these five things. Amen? Say it. Trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. Wait on the Lord. rest in the Lord. And then change them into the right order when you go read the psalm. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't worry about trouble. I know you've got to fix a thing here and there, but the Lord will give you wisdom. But don't sweat it. Don't sweat it and don't fret it. Don't be angry over it. Angry will come. It comes upon you like this. But then you say, no, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I'm free. Fear comes upon you. Anything that draws you away from rest, anything that draws you away from rest is the enemy's desire to destroy you. Amen? The Father loves you. When trouble comes, when loss comes, your Father in heaven is with you, putting His arms around you, strengthening you, saying, I am your Father. I love you, and I will carry you. God's doing great things right now. He's transforming you. He's changing you. Listen to me. He's changing you. He's transforming you into His image right now as you say, Father, thank you for doing these things in me. You don't perform it. You don't produce it. You don't produce fruit. The Spirit on the inside of you produces fruit. Amen? Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, what else? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. You're so good. You're so faithful. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart could be troubled. But by faith, my heart's not troubled. Paul said in the book of Acts, if I go to Jerusalem, bonds and afflictions await me. None of these things move me. Amen? Can you say, I know you could say it, you know, out of your mouth, but say that to yourself as you go from this place. Say, none of these things moves me. Amen? None of these things. I know that when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. Amen? God's already got a plan and He's fulfilling it. He's already planned it. He's already gotten it done. Amen? Listen to me. Yeah, but it's okay for you people or somebody else or you, Pastor. You just don't know my situation. Yeah, I know exactly your situation. Believe God now. You got a brick wall up because of the things that have happened to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, His blood has set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, His blood, His power has set you free already. Already. Anybody? Amen. Amen. Anybody want to testify? Yes? Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Amen. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Testify. Holy Spirit's bigger than a room of 100 people. Amen. He's moving in here. Amen. Part of your testimony, listen to me, part of your testimony is, I believe what God just said. I believe what His Word said. Not what you feel like. Again, the whole thing is not about what you think you're going to be able to do, but about what you believe that God said. and what He is doing to finish His work on the inside of you. Amen? Amen. Anybody else testify? Just Kristen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? All right. God is good. God is good. Anybody blessed this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Raise your hand if you were blessed this morning by the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, you know, I'm not looking for me. I want you to hear something. You know, I want you to be built up and strengthened. Walk out of here kicking the devil or kicking your flesh. Amen? Amen? Say, flesh doesn't rule. Jesus rules. My Father rules. He's my master. I don't live this old life anymore. I live in heaven. Amen. The Bible says our conversation, Philippians 3:20, says for our conversation is in heaven. Colossians 3 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek not those things below, but seek those things which are in heaven, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen? Say it, I'm dead, and my life is hid. Hidden with Christ in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank You for these things. Father, we love You with all of our heart. I love You. Say it. I love You, Father. I love You, Father, with all my heart. You're my King. You're my Lord. You're my Master. I'm changed. I'm changed into that same image, beholding You. And Father, we thank You that the power of God is moving as in the New Testament church. Father, that the place where they prayed was shaken when they were persecuted for the sake of the gospel. And Father, we thank You for these promises, and we give You glory and thanks this day for making us brand new and causing us not to be under guilt or condemnation anymore. And know that we're turning all of our problems and issues, those things which have kept us under bondage and fear of Your presence, we cast all these things upon You and we run into Your presence and just collapse right there at the throne of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have redeemed my soul from the pit of emptiness. You have redeemed my soul from death. You have redeemed my soul from the pit of emptiness. You have redeemed my soul from death. I was a hungry child. My soul from death.